Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, decluttering our lives or decluttering the mind and then the stuff. Well, folks, I am in the midst of a major cleanup pickup of accumulated disorganized papers and doodads on and in the horizontals and vertical spaces of my life, my study desk and computer table and floor, dining room table, living room coffee table, master bedroom, dresser, cedar chest, and floor, workplace, office desk, and bookshelves, and yeah, floor, even hanging from the ceiling in spots. Sound familiar? And let's not even talk about that place I used to put my car. Every piece of stuff lying around is a decision put off. And decisions are hard, partly because we have some painful feelings sometimes about these souvenirs of yesteryears and dreams that will never be. Decisions are easier, however, if we're clear about where we're headed, about our life goals. And it helped me to spend a few minutes clarifying my top three life goals for right now in my life. And the envelope, please. My top three are, one, living my values with my family and friends. Two, contributing to the community with my psychological knowledge. And three, taking care of myself physically and emotionally so I feel good doing goals one and two as well as I can. So goals clearer, with each item I picked up, I asked myself, how will this whatever help vector me to a top three goal? Vector being to direct with a certain force and speed. Is it a vectoring resource or a weight in the backpack of my current journey? Thus, resources got sorted and weights got rescue missioned, recycled, or yay, tossed. Like when deciding about our kids' Snoopy and Red Baron airplane mobile that's been zooming around in my study for 20 plus years. I had to feel my sadness over the kids' childhood being long gone. That was sad. But having the positives of my present goals in mind outweighed my wish to avoid the sadness, and then I could move on. And surprise, Snoopy and Red got bagged and addicted for our hoped-for grandkids. Hope, hope. Family heirlooms and history are an important value now. And I know at least one of our sons would love them chasing each other around his baby's ceiling if he's lucky enough to be a dad. Of course, his wife-to-be may think differently about what zooms around in their house, but negotiating partner differences is another checkup from the neck up entirely. I'm Dr. Rich, declutter, re-vector O'Neill. Thanks for vectoring yourself over to our show today.